It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you hear the song. It's officially Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland-made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV.
Yes, it is, baby.
Very excited to get on the phone here and talk to our friend, Mr. Amani Toomer. Amani, what's up, man? How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We're good, man. What's been going on with you?
Well, I've been doing well. My team...
What do you think? We saw them on Hard Knocks and all that. We saw that seemed like Joe Shane and Mara wasn't on the same page. Seemed like Daboll has his own thing, and like everybody's not in tune. What do you think the problem has been thus far?
I think Sheehan has a vision of what he wants this team to look like, and I just feel like it doesn't necessarily meet the talent that he had, that he inherited. So he's in the process of trying to transform this team into something that he feels comfortable with, that he feels is the modern NFL. And we're just going to have to sit and wait. And letting a lot of the good players that we had on the Giants go is tough to watch. You got Xavier McKinney over leading the league in interceptions. You got Saquon Barkley doing what he's doing. You have a lot of people that are, you know, when you used to leave the Giants, you know, back, you know, I always saying back in my day, when you used to leave the Giants, you're pretty much done. There's very few people that had success with the Giants and then left and then went somewhere else, and their career kept on going or even ascended. So that's what's different. I'm not used to that. Mm-hmm. Nobody in the Giants organization is used to that, but that's kind of the way it's been happening over the last couple of years.
It's really interesting. We're talking with Amani Toomer, Super Bowl winner with the New York Giants, played your whole career with the Giants, and I was watching the Manning cast the other night, and it was, you know, obviously it's Peyton and Eli, but then they had LT on, and Eli said something to LT, hey Lawrence, you know, once a Giant, always a Giant, something like that. And that is a real thing for people that play their whole career in New York. Are you surprised by Joe Shane, the GM, not caring about that? Or seemingly about that?
I think there's a balance, right? You want to have a team with tradition and history, but the modern NFL and the way free agency is going, it's changing, and it's forced to change. I don't think that the mantra "once you're a Giant, you're gonna, you know, once a Giant, always a Giant" is going to change, but the way in which the business is operated now is totally different. You can't work on those old scales. So in Joe Sheehan's defense, like you can't look at, you know, something that happened, you know, over the past couple, you know, the whole NFL has kind of turned on its head.
Yeah.
I remember when the trade deadline was just like a ho-hum moment. Nobody had ever trade anybody. But now you got trades mid-season. You got people getting acquired. And it's a totally different and I think people really figured out the salary cap. They really figured out how to improve their team dramatically quickly. And this is just the modern NFL.
Sure. It's a very different beast. I think you're right about that. We'll get into Sunday's game specifically, but speaking about the modern NFL, talking with Amani Toomer, Super Bowl winner, wide receiver for the New York Giants that used to just absolutely torch the Redskins. What do you, when you watch now the Commanders, when you watch this team and you watch a rookie quarterback like Jaden Daniels, what do you think?
I'm thinking I'm looking at RG3 all over again. You know, I mean, you compare the numbers and everybody wants to do it, but I think, you know, when you played a long time, when you've been around the league for a long time, there hasn't been much you haven't seen before. And so, you know, you might have to squint your eyes and turn a little bit because of how it turned out for RG3 in terms of his injuries. But I'm thinking if you're a Commanders fan and you're not, the comparisons aren't coming to you really dramatic, like the warning signs, keep this guy healthy. I mean, they're two different people.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, different approaches and all that stuff. I get it. But there are a lot of quarterbacks. I mean, Vince Young came in the league and dominated for a while. You know, there's a lot of guys that come in and do well. It's the third and the fourth year where you're really like, wow, this guy is legit. You know, even when Patrick Mahomes came in the league, I was like, yeah, I don't know. But then 3-4 years in, a lot of defensive coordinators get to game plan him, try to find out his weaknesses, and then have him have weaknesses and overcome those weaknesses. That's what creates a great quarterback. I'm not saying he's not great. I'm just saying there's a lot of meat on the bone for Jaden Daniels, even though he has had a phenomenal, spectacular, and I would be super excited. Hey, we trade him in a minute. We trade for him in a minute. So I'm not trying to say I don't like the kid. I'm just saying there's a lot left on the bone. It's not like college where you can have one or two games and be a superstar. You have have 5 or 6 years to be a superstar in the NFL.
Yeah, I always say that. I always say, and they know I'm like the one that I got to see more. Give me another year, because after you go for the first, I go with the first four games. Then once the league know what you're about, then they try to attack you a different way. You go through that,
yeah.
And then by the end of the season, you start finding out what they're made of when it starts to get a little chilly. And then that after you have a good year, the next year you got to give it. But the ultimate thing is, it's those stages. And the thing about him, and I look closely, I think he's a lot different than most young guys. Because this guy, Armani, he works. Always want to be there. Not he doesn't care about much but football and winning. So you rarely get a young guy with that mindset.
Yeah, no, I mean, you rarely do. Most of the time you get in the league and you're trying to, like, feel yourself out. Or most, like I was just happy to be in the league for a little while. Like, all right, I'm just going to sit back, chill, collect some of these checks, live in New York City, and I'm going to, you know, have a good life. And it hits you quick. You really, you know, it's not for long if you go into the league with that type of mindset. And I just, you know, there's a lot of guys that, you know, they're so into it. They're so gung-ho. And then after, like, 2 years, they're like, And then 3 years, you're like, I got to run again. Oh, I got to get up to the meeting. You know, so it's the longevity of it. Like, he could be great now. He could be great for the next 3 years. But that fourth year, he's still going to have to have the same mindset. And is his work ethic sustainable?
Yeah.
And that's the one thing you worry about any player, not just the quarterback, but any player. There's a lot of flash in the pans in this league because this league is for grown people that are serious pros and go about their business and work without reward for a long period of time and are happy to get up the next day and do it again all over again. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Again.
Yeah. But you know one thing I point out too, and I can never speak to the work that Amani you put in and Brian you put in to play a decade plus in the NFL, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you have to figure out your body and what's required and the pain tolerance, all those things, right? But I know from working in NFL locker rooms for over a decade, like, you could tell the people, and Dan Quinn had this really interesting quote where he talked about, yeah, you know, a lot of life, a lot of football season is about dealing with all the stuff that comes with it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Way too many young players have cared about the stuff. Instagram, you know, whatever else is out there, clout, all the stuff, right? Jaden doesn't care. And it's really, really impressive how locked in on football, being a good teammate, all of it he is. Like yesterday, now some of this the organization deserves credit for, but Jaden's locker is next to Jeremy Chin. And we were talking to Jeremy Chin, and he just kind of got out of the way so Chin could have his time. Most quarterbacks operate in their own little corner of the universe, and it's just it's a different situation with the kid.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's great. I mean, I came in with Jeremy. Jeremy Shockey came in. He was a model citizen for his first year. He got that Pepsi Rookie of the Year. Everybody loved him. I loved him. Everybody on the team loved him. And then, you know, Howard Stern and all this stuff. And it just changed. His attitude changed. And, I mean, people still liked him, but it was just that, you know, the off-the-field stuff becomes so attractive. And all of the flowers that you get from everybody, and you don't, and one of the things you have to realize is like, oh, they're only like this because of what you do on the field. So that has to be your driving engine if you want all those kind of flowers, and all that can be taken away very, very quickly. So yeah. I just feel like there's a lot of guys. I mean, I'm not trying to say he's every guy. He's probably different, and I hope he is. And, I'm glad to see a young quarterback succeed in the league, especially, you know, all the travel that he's done from Arizona State, LSU, you know, good dude. Seems like a really good dude. But I've seen guys who work their way all the way up, and then they get their big contract, and that ends up being the poison pill that kills them, you know, that stops their work ethic. I don't need to work anymore. I'm him. I am this. And that's why those guys who play for so long, who've dealt with the not only the failure and already proven themselves on how good of a quarterback they are, but proven how much they really like the game and how much they would do it with regardless of the what you get externally. I mean, you remember Marcus Mariota? He came in the league, tore it up, and then something happened, and he wasn't able to handle the mental. That's not the right way to say. He wasn't able to handle all the situation that happened down in Tennessee, and he ended up, bouncing around for a couple years. And of course, he's doing well now, but it took him a while. And I'm sure he was a hard worker. I mean, I don't think anybody gets to the NFL who isn't a hard worker, and at one point isn't super focused at what they're doing. So it's just time tells everything. And I hope this guy is a Hall of Famer. I just hope he plays for a different team pretty soon. You know, I don't want him in the NFC too much longer. He's looking pretty good right now.
We're talking with Imani Toomer here on the BetQL guest line. Imani Toomer in one of the absolute wildest Super Bowl upsets. 6 catches for 84 yards when the Giants defeated the Patriots, the then undefeated Patriots. Imani, I couldn't help but notice you said something there about a young quarterback that gets his contract and then the play doesn't keep up with it. There's a fella playing for the Giants at quarterback that you could argue that's the exact scenario. Daniel Jones doesn't seem like the money changed him. I just don't know that he was ever worth it. How do you think all that's going with Danny Dimes and this Giants offense?
I don't know. I've been impressed by the way he's handling it, you know. There's a lot of quarterbacks that would be in this situation and start pointing fingers. I mean, look at Aaron Rodgers. You know, he had a little struggle. He started blaming his receivers. Hey, right. He wasn't on the red line. You know, I mean, so he's not doing that. I feel like if you're going to play in the league for a long time, you're going to go through bad stretches. I don't think Daniel Jones was ever a guy that they thought was he's not been paid like a top quarterback. Like most quarterbacks are making 60 million dollars a year. Daniel's making 40. So it's like he is, I don't know why people say he made so much money. $40 million is an average quarterback salary in the NFL. And so
that's crazy.
I just,
Yeah, it
is. Look at the market and then look at the actual market and then look at what you're getting. Like, you're not, he's not playing horribly. You know, he's in a situation where he's down his all pro tackle in Thomas, and it's, they're struggling to try and figure that tackle spot, the left tackle spot. So I don't know. I think people need to kind of like relax. And when you look at Daniel Jones, he's, you know, he's what he is. He's a guy that can win you games if you have a lot around him. But right now, currently, the Giants just don't have a lot around him. And, you know, you look at Malik Nabers and you look at Wandell Robinson, those guys get the number one and two in targets in the league. And they're just not producing like somebody who gets all the targets that they get. I mean, they're young players, but, you know, you give somebody the ball, you give somebody targets, that's possessions. You know, if you're not producing at a high clip, I mean, mm-hmm. Malik Nabers producing, he's number six in the league, last I checked, in yards and stuff. But if you're the number two guy in the league in targets, you really have to be breaking games open. If you get 10 catches, that game should be won. Like, if you get 10 catches in a game and you don't have over 130 or 40 yards, I don't know what to say. Like, I got to have a couple touchdowns, 100 and some yards. I just feel like he's a great player. He's a young player. He's figuring it out much better than I was when in my first year. I couldn't have handled the situation he's handling, but he's in the situation he's in. And I feel like he needs to be breaking games open, not just, you know, like, I think he needs to be the difference maker that breaks the game open. That's why you pick a guy so high in the draft.
If you look at this game coming up this weekend, what do you think the Giants have to be concerned about as you look at Washington?
I think the offensive line, I mean, you know, the offensive line is a problem. I think the only real bright spots are our defensive line, and I think that will bode well against Washington, because, you know, we had a very disciplined rush last week, you know, versus Russell Wilson. He never really got out of the pocket because they were very disciplined in their rush lanes, and I think that's going to be a key of what's going to go on this weekend. Our real shot, the Giants' real shot, is that defensive line, that defensive front taking over the game and making the Commanders one-dimensional and allowing that pass rush to take over. So we have to get off to a quick start and make some plays, keep the ball on the field, run the ball with Tyrone Tracy. And those are that's kind of the way – that's our blueprint. I mean, there's not much else out there. Our tight end is good, but he's young. You know, our receivers are young. You know, there's nobody on our team that really scares you. I think Tyrone Tracy is the best thing we have going, that you can't let him take over because he can wreck an entire game. And Daniel Jones, he's a distributor. Yes, he does.
Talking with Amani Toomer here, Giants legend. What is the status of Tracy? Do you know? I know he had the concussion Monday night, but it seemed like he might be ahead of where people expected and able to play this weekend.
Yeah, I didn't hear about the concussion. I knew he was out for a little bit. I did see the concussion. I mean, I hope he's back. Oh, we got Motor, Singletary, but right. You know, he's.
Tracy's,
I mean, they got a bunch of really good players. They don't have difference makers. Mm-hmm. That's the problem with the Giants right now, on defense.
To your point about Nabers, he had 13 targets in that game Monday night, only 7 catches, and there was a huge third down play where Danny Jones put the ball on the money. He just dropped it. He owned it afterwards. I mean, receivers are going to have drops, but it does seem like for the Giants, and specifically for their offense, that some games they've just been thrashed, right? But I watched that Steelers game the other night, and it seemed like the game plan was there and plays were there. And just in critical moments, Jones had the pick late in the game, had the fumble earlier in the game. Like, in critical moments, they just can't get it done.
Yeah, their red zone offense is really poor, and that's something they're going to have to work on. But going back to Malik Nabers, I really like him. I really think he's good. And I really think he's going to be good. And I don't like the situation that he's in, but that's why you get picked so high. Like, you're in a position where there's no time to be a rookie. You are needed by this team to be that guy, to be him. And it's not great. It's not a great situation for a young player. It's hard, but, you know, he's, you know, top 10 pick. That's kind of what you get.
Yeah, no apologies. Like Coach Thompson would always say, the best players go to the worst teams. So, yes. And you got to understand, you got to be able to go lift them and not fit in, thinking you'll just fit in like some other guy that, like the Patriots would end up getting those top guys. Hell, they were going to a team that probably won the Super Bowl the year before.
Yeah. And so it's much easier to play on a good team than a bad team.
There you go.
The good team, you just be a complimentary piece. On a bad team, you got to be him.
Yep. And it's a lot easier to cover him, too. We're finding that out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And plus, you know, I mean, he's just learning how to be in the NFL, and he's, you know, putting in position to catch game-clinching touchdowns. He dropped one against the Commanders.
Yeah.
Dropped one last week. I mean, he's had a couple very timely drops that cost him games. So, I mean, and then he dropped one against the Cowboys, I think. So it's just, yeah, it's tough for him. And I feel for him. And I think he's going to be a great player if he can get through this mental rough spot and become him. He got to be him.
Amani Toomer, 5 straight 1,000-yard seasons for the Giants, 13 years for Big Blue. Thank you for the time, man. Appreciate
it. All right, bro. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you. Oh, I was in the top 100 Giants of all time. I just wanted to throw that in there. You
know? I was
number
16, like
but nobody's really counting. I was number 16. But that doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Well, real quick then, because I know you're also a Michigan man, I don't know how much you've watched, but Washington has a rookie corner, Mikey Samristil, who is just one of the most physical corners I've ever seen play. Are you familiar with his game?
I love that kid. Oh, yeah, number 0 for Michigan last year. Oh, he was phenomenal. I loved him last year.
Well, he's doing it for us
now.
You're
going to see him Sunday, man. He's doing the same thing. Thank you for the time, Amani.
Yeah.
So you got to cheer for us now, Amani.
He's bound to have a bad game.
You got to cheer for the Commanders now because you got the Michigan guy on there.
I don't know if I go that far, but
thank you, dude.
All right, bro. Take care, man.
Thanks.
Appreciate you.
All right.
Amani Toomer, absolute stud for the Giants for many, many years. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.